Mickey, when you were in college, where did you live?
My first year, I lived in a dormitory that was quite close to the campus. It was about a 5-minute walk, so it was very convenient. But I'm not sure that many people actually enjoyed living in the dormitory because there were so many of us packed into such a small space that one did not get a sense of privacy at all. I shared a room with two other girls, and 24 hours a day, there was always someone near you, next door, down the hall, if not in your own room, in a very small space. In Japan, perhaps, this wouldn't have been such a large problem because the sense of personal space and privacy perhaps isn't as strong growing up. But really, in the United States, if you grow up with your own room, if you grow up with your own sense of self and your own, you know, if you have personal space that you define just instinctively, which is, you know, maybe 3 feet in front of you, a meter, or if you have your own personal room itself, it's very difficult to move from that sort of sense of, you know, individuality and personal private space and to move into the dorms and to have to share all of that. And then you always have a smile on your face if you don't want to be considered a bitch.
So what about food? What did you eat for food? Did you have a kitchen? Did you cook?
In the dormitories, no. We had a dining hall. I don't quite remember what it was called, but it was a common area where everybody went downstairs at the same time. It was only open 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening, and we all shared our time together, kind of like a family, I suppose. And we must have eaten just normal American food. I don't remember.
Yeah. How about your laundry? How would you wash your clothes?
That I forget. I think we had laundry machines every other floor in the dorm building, but I actually don't remember. Sorry.
Okay, actually, I probably can't remember. Okay. And what would students do for fun, for socializing?
Oh, I think the bigger question is whether students did anything besides socialize. Right. I mean, if you're a freshman, then the chances of you actually doing work are actually quite small, especially in that sort of a social setting where...
You've been at Berkeley?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes, Berkeley is highly competitive, but it's also highly... It's a highly social atmosphere, especially in the dorms. Well, and then once you move into a communal area, if you're there with your friends, then I don't think a whole lot of studying goes on.
Wow. That's funny. Oh, thanks.
Surely. 3 minutes.